Let's take you to Sweden now, where the votes have all been counted following this month's election. But negotiations are still ongoing between the political parties to try to form a government. Immigration was one of the main issues for voters. We've brought you lots of special reports on that particular issue. A record number of refugees arrived in Sweden during the migration crisis. Keith Moore has followed one of those refugees, a young Syrian man. Here's his story.
I first met Ibrahim in the kitchen of a refugee centre.
Yeah? Oh, you speak English?
Yeah, I speak English. Oh, okay, cool. We were in a small remote village in the north of Sweden, an hour from the nearest big city. It was midwinter. Outside, the ground was covered in snow. That was 2.5 years ago. Ibrahim was waiting to hear if his request for asylum had been approved.
I was a student, college student. I study IT, information technology. I studied for 3 years. Then the war comes up, and yes, it was either that I go to military and be a part of this dirty war, or I travel, I escape, I live like a normal person. Yeah.
At the time I met him, he was 22. He had a thick black beard, a serious demeanour, but friendly. He'd been in Sweden a year. Sweden took in more asylum seekers per capita than almost any other European country in 2015. So many that it decided to reverse its open doors policy. Ibrahim was one of the fortunate ones who made the cut-off to eventually be given a permanent residence to stay.
This is my general secondary education certificate, scientific section.
Okay. When I met him more than a year later, he was living in a city further south, in his own apartment.
Of course, you have to be hopeful. If you lose hope, then what are you doing here? The first step is the Swedish language. Yeah, I'll try my best to finish as fast as possible so I can start university as soon as possible. I always dream to be a programmer and, of course, have family, like have a settled life.
He did learn the language in just a few months, but didn't go to university. He got his dream job as a computer programmer without needing to finish his studies. By early 2018, 2 years after I'd first met him, and 3 years after he'd first arrived in Sweden, he had a new life.
Hello. Long time, how are you?
His own place to live, a good job, a decent salary. Just one thing was missing.
I mean, I would say she's a very beautiful girl. Very, very smart and funny. She's laughing all the time, especially when I do the jokes. I mean, it's been 3 years, 4 months and 15 days, I believe. I mean, I tried to, like, make it as normal as possible the last time I saw her. Yeah, I could hardly, like, stop myself from crying. Yeah, we just met in a restaurant in Damascus, and I tried always to talk about something else than traveling. It was silly, but yeah, it's very emotional.
Ibrahim had met Ayat at university in Damascus, and they were a serious couple, but were separated when he decided his only option was to flee the country. After he left, they continued to speak several times a day, and their relationship got even more serious. She stayed in one of the safer parts of Damascus and carried on her studies. He gave a family member in Syria power of attorney so they could get married and have the chance to be reunited in Sweden. Ibrahim and Ayat had to fly to the Swedish embassy in Sudan. Family reunion for refugees in Sweden has become harder, but her interview was a success. And a couple of months later, I joined Ibrahim at Arlanda Airport in Stockholm as he waited for her to arrive.
I bought actually flowers and chocolate. So it's always better with flowers and chocolate, right?
Some roses. She's going to be very impressed.
It had been a long wait, and anticipation had been building for days. He'd had a haircut, and his beard was trimmed for the occasion.
I haven't slept, you know? Not a single minute.
Each minute waiting for Ayat to appear was agonizing for Ibrahim.
Man, my heart's going to stop.
Until...
Yeah, here she is.
They held each other in a tight embrace when she emerged, finally ready to start their life in Sweden, 3 years, 7 months, and 19 days after he left her in that restaurant in Damascus.
And that long-awaited reunion between Ibrahim and Ayat ends that report by Keith Moore, who's followed Ibrahim for several years now. You're listening to Newsday on the BBC World Service. Stay tuned, more stories to come from us after the news.